to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey! I tell you, we made it to ACM Day, the 60th annual Academy of Country Music Awards tonight on Prime Video.
You can watch it without a membership, which is, I think, one of the best upgrades that they've done when they took it off of like regular live TV and they put it to a streaming to put it somewhere where you don't have to have a subscription to anything to be able to watch it. I despise when something live is on a streaming platform, but you have to pay for the platform to watch it.
Right, right. It's very
like,
exclusive.
That's a bunch of baloney.
Well, it's a good sales tactic. They're like, hey, how bad do you want to watch the Super Bowl this year?
Not bad enough to pay for Hulu Live.
So there it is. It's tonight, guys. Reba is hosting for her 18th time. Performances by Blake Shelton, Winona, Cody Johnson, Kelsey Ballerini. Eric Church is going to be up there. Tons of big stars.
And we got some really great nominations. Chris Stapleton, Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll, Kelsey Ballerini, Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, and Morgan Wallen are all up for Entertainer of the Year.
That is a deep field right there.
I know. And I saw an article yesterday from an interview with Cody Johnson that said that he is gunning for Entertainer of the Year. Like, that's the one thing that he wants to win.
Okay.
Do I think he's going to win it this year?
I'm in some stiff competition, Cody.
Chris Stapleton has won it every year. He's been nominated, it feels. So,
I mean.
And also, Morgan's had an amazing year. So has Lainey Wilson. So,
yeah, that's a tough call.
Again, and Luke Combs, too. Just amazing years.
Who are we putting our money on?
For Entertainer of the Year?
I'm going Stapleton, 100%. Oh.
I don't know.
The wheels are turning.
I think it's hard to look past what Morgan's done.
Oh.
It's hard to look past it. Like, he's put on tour after tour. Now he's going on a huge tour again. Like, it's just kind of hard to put past the work that he's done.
See, that's the part I didn't understand. Like, I didn't want to, like, get too nerdy with it or anything, but, like, I don't know the criteria.
I guess Entertainer of the Year is the one who performed the most.
Yeah,
the
but
one
their
who...
fiscal year is weird.
Do they?
So.
Well, that, but I mean, so they do take into account, like, tour.
They're supposed
sales
to,
and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just chart success?
Yeah, they're supposed to, from what I understand. Okay, but okay. I kind of think the same way. Because it doesn't go, it's not like January 1 of 2024 to.
Right.
You know, December 3rd.
Yeah. Luke did have a big stadium tour.
Luke had a huge year.
With a lot of back-to-back nights in the same city.
Yeah.
Both would sell out, so that's kind of crazy.
So, a lot of great supporting acts, too.
Yeah. And I think I feel like that should play into it, too. Like,
I don't know,
your supporting
guys.
Acts
Maybe
decent?
We should do this for the ACMs next year. We'll be like, hey, guys, don't worry about it. Entertainer of the Year, Nico and Cheyenne. We got this.
I feel like that makes a very valid sense. I'm here for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? We are entertainers
of
the year.
There we go. We are one day away from the weekend, basically. Oof. It's going to get hot, though, y'all.
You can enjoy the heat.
Cheyenne's like, I'm out.
I'm out of here this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, I will be sitting on a beach in North Carolina for 2 days, and it's going to be amazing.
What's the temperature going to be like?
Mid to high 70s, low 80s.
I like that.
With a coastal breeze. I'm here for it.
And a coastal cocktail?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm going to I'm not drinking anymore. What? For a while.
Oh, we
got to
talk. That's a story for another time, right? But we got to get into a show, and we have a brand new secret sound. We had a winner yesterday. At 7:30, if you guys missed it, there was a winner. Kenny Chesney tickets gone. We got a brand new prize. And this prize is insane.
It's gigantic.
I can't even begin to tell you what this prize is because it's so big. And we will explain everything coming up at 7:30 with
so
the secret sound. Yeah.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Tim is one of those friends that you never want to bet with because you don't know if he's actually going to pay off the bet.
That's a bad place to be.
Yeah.
Like, if you know that, if you're just that shady guy, don't be that guy.
Yeah, no. Come on. Have a little backbone, my friend, okay?
Yes.
So we're going to call him on behalf of his boss, Colin, because apparently he did lose a bet. And Colin wants to know, hey, when are you paying up, bud?
Oh, it's time.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, is this Tim?
Yeah, hello, yes, hello.
Hey, Tim.
Hello, what's happening?
This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Thank you for answering.
Okay. You're welcome. What's up?
I have news from your boss, Colin, for you today.
What? What?
Well, he reached out to me.
All right.
And he said if you could just pass along this news to Tim, I'd appreciate it. So he said, when are you settling up from the bet? Question mark.
Oh, man.
He said, did you forget about the sundress, which now it got my wheels turning a little bit. It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country, Tim. So if you don't know, I provide news for people who reach out to me. I'm a provider, and now we need news from you. What was the bet, and what's this sundress situation?
Man, stupid suns.
Stupid suns?
I bet Colin that the Suns would make the playoffs, and they didn't make the playoffs. And God.
What was the bet?
I have to wear a sundress into the office. Do one of you guys have a sundress I can borrow?
I have multiple that you can choose from, in fact.
Listen, they're light, they're airy, and they flow with the wind.
Yeah.
And they're breathable.
Yeah. They're very versatile. You will be super comfortable.
I would look at this as a plus.
It's a positive. Like, good for you.
At least it's not a formal gown or anything like that.
He's going to make me pay up. Oh.
Yeah, he is.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't have a choice in this one. He wanted you to know that it's time.
Do you have to wear tights or any type of leggings?
The tights were not in the equation.
You're a smart man.
Well, he also said, he went on to say that high heels would be appreciated with the sundress.
Ooh. I can't walk in any high heels. I'm wearing tennis shoes.
Okay, all right.
You're pushing
Flats
your luck.
Flats would look better anyways.
Or a cute sandal.
Yeah.
Maybe a cute strappy sandal.
A nice springtime sandal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks, Colin.
Well, enjoy paying up on that bet.
Well, good luck, Tim.
Thank you.
Send photos.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, if there was one gig where my elementary school teacher was like,
what do you want to be when you grow up, little Nico?
If there was...
Is that what she talked like?
Well, yeah, she was a crotchety old woman, and that's how she sounded.
Okay, then.
Well, Nico.
Your teacher didn't sound like that?
No.
Oh, too bad, because she was fun.
But she was also crotchety.
If the job... Foodfluencer was a thing back in those days, I would have been like, well, Mrs. Stapleton, crotchety old lady, I want to be a foodfluencer. And she would have been like, what's that? And I'd be like, somebody who eats food for a living and goes and reviews restaurants and like goes, if you haven't tried the brand new Mochilero in Mesa, you got to come down for their taco fajitas.
It does sound like a dream of a job for those who like food.
If I wanted to do that, I think I could probably do that now, but I'm a little bit behind the curve.
Yeah.
So if it would have been a thing, I would have 100% done that.
Anything with the word influencer behind it, or in this case, Luencer. We'll put food and Luencer
gotcha.
Together. Is something that just didn't exist when we were growing up. It's so new with the dawn of social media and the explosion of like reels and content creating.
Yeah, exactly.
It's brand new.
It's wild to think that kids nowadays, like my son, he wants to be a streamer.
So does my 8-year-old. They want to be, actually, my 14-year-old also wants to be a streamer.
When can we start our YouTube channel?
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God, you're absolutely right. If I had a minute to do it, I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, your boy's got a few jobs to pay for the roof over your head that pays for the computer in the den that you're going to be using for your streaming.
Yeah.
But it's wild how things have changed. Like, kids, I don't know the last time I talked to a kid and asked them what they want to do for a living, but I can't imagine they're like, I want to be
an actuary.
I want to be a police officer. I want to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
No.
It's just not what they think about these days, which is... I don't know if I would call it sad, because obviously it's the turn of the age, right? Like, we're
different. Yeah.
We're so technology based anymore. But I also think it's kind of a bummer that we have allowed these amazing jobs that we've had for so long and need to go by the wayside, to where they aren't the priority anymore.
Yeah.
Like when we were growing up, for example, what do you want to be when you grow up? Astronaut, firefighter, police officer, nurse, doctor. Like, those were the jobs that you wanted.
Yeah.
And now those aren't the highest paying jobs.
Yeah, they're not worth the squeeze,
right?
As they say.
Like, I have a really good friend who literally right now, as I think he's got 190,000 subscribers on YouTube. You know him. His name is Ely Magic. Check him out because he's amazing. But the amount of money he makes from YouTube is insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
he's like, 9 to 5. Have a boss?
Go to college? What?
Have a boss?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
He is his boss.
This is my proclamation right now, Cheyenne.
I'm going to step aside. Let you say it.
Us to be so successful on Nico and Cheyenne, the family that we've procured here, that we won't have a boss. We will be our own bosses.
I love that. I can 100% get behind that.
Producer AB Baby is hesitantly nodding.
No.
He's not on board fully.
Yeah. Nod means yes.
Yes. I'm pretty sure a nod in
But it was a concerned nod. It was like, meow. I don't know if I'm going all the way in on this with you, Nico, but I'd like to see you fly your freak
maybe
flag.
Maybe I was just patiently waiting for the how.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's in part two, and we're going to talk about it next when we find out what jobs exist now that didn't in the past that you're like, whoa, I could totally do. Like, my wife does balloons.
She does. Your wife is so good at balloons. It's insane.
She does balloons, people. You know what I didn't have? Ornate balloons at my birthday party when I was 10. That's a new thing as of the past 10 years. So give us a call, 602-894-5653. We want to know what you would be doing if it existed back when you were a kid. Hey, Stephanie and Mesa, these jobs that we're talking about were non-existent 10 years ago. Did not exist, did not happen. I don't know if it's technology replacing people or what, but it's happening. And we need to learn to adapt. Now, what have you seen in your field of work?
Oh, absolutely. I work as like a job recruiter. So I'm seeing all of these like different jobs pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're in the thick of it. You're in the thick of job hiring in this chaos that is the workplace now.
It's got to be crazy for you too.
Also, God be with you because that sounds exhausting.
You're like, I have to fill this job and I don't even know what the job is.
The worst. But what have you seen, Stephanie?
One of the craziest ones that I've seen lately was a viral marketing manager.
Ooh.
That would not have existed 10 years ago.
No, not at
all. Absolutely not.
They'd be like, oh, that Vine that was 4 seconds long went viral. We need somebody to make those all the time. No way.
Yeah, no. They probably thought it was a medical condition.
Viral? Do you have medicine for that?
You're managing my viralness? So what is this job? Is this someone who like makes sure that you're going viral?
I assume it has to be like they're using, like, I guess not analyzing the, like, what goes viral, like how they can get viral, just marketing that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds accurate. I don't know.
This is what happens, Cheyenne, when you give the nerds the keys to the playground.
Is
now
it?
They want a job to try to go viral. Everyone knows that you go viral and you can't predict how it's done. No one can just like try to go viral. You do ridiculous things, you record them, you put them on the internet, and people get famous for them. That's it. Okay, there's your management job. Thank you. I'll take $100,000.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
I would just like to say that the commuters on the 10 East were killing it this morning.
They were behaved?
They were behaved. Traffic was smooth. No yellow all the way to work when I came in this morning. So can I get an amen?
Amen. Because mine was not. The 17 was misbehaving. Cheyenne, who do we got on the phone?
Kristen from Phoenix. What kind of amen do you need today?
I went to court. My ex wanted 60-40. I got 50-50 custody.
Hey!
Can I get an amen?
Amen! I love that. Congratulations. In the world of child custody, that's a solid win.
Good for you, man. So happy for you and your family.
And on top of that, he didn't even want, he didn't want decision making.
Oh, okay.
So I have legal decision making and we have 50-50.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Call us up if you got something to celebrate in your life, no matter how big or small. It's called Can I Get an Amen? And we want to hear from you.
602-894-5653.
Nico. Rico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
We do it every morning at this time, 7:30 a.m. It's a brand new secret sound. It's a brand new prize, Cheyenne. What do we got?
This prize is massive because you're playing for 10 signed guitars by some of the biggest country artists that have come through the valley, like Old Dominion, Brett Eldridge, Hardy, anyone from Country Thunders of years past. Like, this prize package is gigantic.
The shipping alone in this prize
would be
is ridiculous. We got Joe and Peoria on the phone. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you ready to play the secret sound?
I'm ready as I can be, yeah.
That's pretty optimistic. I'm here for it.
All right, brand new sound today. Sorry you had to be the guinea pig, but somebody had to do it. All right, let's go. Let's play the secret sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for a brand new secret sound. Ah, here we go. Joe and Peoria, this is the secret sound.
Joe and Peoria, what do you think the secret sound is?
It's a automatic shuffler at Las Vegas.
That's specific.
I can hear what he's hearing.
I hear that.
Unfortunately, Joe, no, that is not the secret sound. I'm sorry, buddy. Nice guess, though. Hey, way to kick it off, okay?
Somebody had to do it, Joe.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasure to talk to you.
Have a great day, brother. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey, our phone number is 602-894-5653. If you ever want to get in touch, connect. I love random calls, and I love trying to find out if we can help you.
Because we have so much life experience.
So, Michelle in Phoenix is on the phone. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, y'all.
Morning. What's going on?
Okay, I just have a question for you guys because I feel, you know, Nico and Abe, you guys are in your 40s.
Yeah.
Cheyenne, you're like me. You're out there dating.
I feel attacked.
I feel personally attacked.
No, I'm seeking wisdom. It's good.
Yeah. Why we got to talk numbers?
We appreciate it. We appreciate it. I feel honestied.
Michelle, what do you need some perspective on?
Okay, I met this guy, and he seems great. He's got a good job. It seems like he comes from a good family.
Uh-huh.
He treats me very nicely.
Oh, that's important. Love that.
He's great. And the only thing is, he's 40, and he's never been in a serious relationship.
Oh, interesting. Like, like he's never been married. He has no kids. Like, what do you guys think is a serious relationship? Like, how long does that?
I mean, several years.
Yeah,
several
definitely years? Clocking at least 3 to 4 years.
Living with somebody for a while. I don't know. Serious.
That would constitute a seriousness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like to me that this, I actually know somebody very similar in this situation, and he has no interest in getting married ever.
Interesting.
Ever. He's just never had, he's never been that guy.
Michelle, have you had that conversation with him of like, do you want to? Like, have you asked why?
It's pretty new still. Uh-huh. So I haven't quite broached the subject, but when I told my girlfriends about it, they were just adamant that it's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems really stable and normal and nice. And he's like pursuing me. So.
Right. Okay. Well, here's a question. Did you meet on a dating app?
No.
No. Okay. Well, and then my follow-up question is null and void.
Well, I have a question also. Have you had this discussion with him about marriage and long-term relationships and what does the future look like for us?
I haven't had a future for us talk with him, but I've said, you know, I'm so excited for that season of life to be married and have kids. And he was like, yeah, that's awesome. You know, he was supportive.
Okay.
I feel like if he didn't want that, and if he was trying to be respectful of me, he would have said at that time.
Yeah.
Like, he would have set that boundary, like, yeah, it's not really for me.
I would say the not having a long-term relationship at this point in his life is not a major red flag, but it's a pink one.
A pink one? We call it pink, like a light
flag.
Pink. Something to just watch out for.
A pink flag.
That's my opinion. And you asked for it, so boom, there you go.
Abe, what do you think?
I did.
Either he's a total psychopath. Or he was just one of those dudes that liked playing around, and now he's like, oh crap, I'm 40, like, let me switch up the game, and like, now he might actually be into it.
Yeah,
it's kind of like life went by so fast and like, here he is. Or maybe he was focused on work, like, maybe because he does have a great career, that was his focus.
Yeah, you need to ask him. You gotta
hey,
ask
you know
him.
What? I'm just trying to look at it from all angles, okay?
I appreciate your positivity.
Give him the lie detector test, Michelle.
Bring him here. We'll ask him. We'll ask him all the hard questions.
Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Let me out him. All right, so Camel Nation, is this a red flag if somebody is 40 and has never been in a serious relationship?
Yeah, we'll take your opinion. 602-894-5653. I guess we're the dating show now, Cheyenne.
We know I'm probably the... I wasn't going to say I wasn't the worst person to ask because I've been single for a really long time, but I put so much work and time and effort in myself. I might be a pretty solid person to ask.
Experience matters in this situation.
I do have experience.
All right. So we heard from Michelle. She's a little hesitant to get serious on a relationship because this guy has never had a serious relationship and he's pushing 40. So it's like,
is it a red flag? Six from the 602, yeah, massive red flag. If you've hit 40 and no one's ever taken you seriously, maybe the problem isn't everyone else. Maybe you're just undateable.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. All right, we actually got a phone call, too. Justin, Apache Junction. Good morning.
So why are we throwing flags up already? And we're not at Poncho's ordering sopapillas. The relationship is new. Like, yeah, he's 40, but when did 40 become old? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 40. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but have you had a serious relationship in 40 years? Never a serious relationship.
I've had one, but again, she needs to have these conversations with him before she starts, like, you know, asking people on the radio, I think, because...
Hey, we get good advice, Justin.
No, you did. And I'm nothing wrong with you guys, but I'm just saying she should have already had these conversations with this guy, you know?
Like, yeah.
I mean, somebody needs to stand up for him because it doesn't sound like he's done anything wrong and he's pursuing somebody he's interested in. And, you know, we got flags going up everywhere. So I just think they just need to get to know each other.
You know what? Someone has to play devil's advocate here, and it's you. And I'm okay with that.
That's right. Justin is fully supporting this gentleman, defending him, in fact.
Uh-huh.
Saying, you know what? This isn't weird at all. Why are we making it weird? And I understand that because I didn't get married until I was later on in my 30s. And you got to experience life and enjoy it until you settle down.
But you had multiple serious relationships before you got married.
That is also true. Yeah. That is a difference in this scenario. Well, but maybe he's just in a different stage in life.
Yeah, I mean, and what defines a serious relationship? Maybe his definition is different than hers, and they just haven't had these conversations. You know, that's what I'm getting at.
No, you're making valid points.
They need to spend more time with each other, and find out, you know, where they're at in their life and how they got there. And then if she needs to, you know, throw up a red flag, she can, you know, for whatever reason. So I don't know. I just think more dialogue needs to happen between the two of them.
Okay, I can get behind that.
I think Justin is dating a girl named Michelle right now. And
he's like, give me a chance.
He's really never had a relationship in his life. And no, are you dating a woman named Michelle? Are you the guy we're looking for?
All right, I gotta go.
Good morning, sleepyheads. It's Nico and Cheyenne.
Good morning.
Cheyenne, you don't have to worry about the pressures of showing up on Mother's Day. Because although we know that it's moms are being celebrated, right? Mm-hmm. You're also being put on a pedestal and display.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just do whatever you want.
No, you have to show up.
Yeah.
Like, Mother's Day is the one day.
You go, girl.
Where you get celebrated and you get praised, but you still also have to show up.
You still got to be a mom.
Like, if you...
Mother's Day should mean you don't have to be a mom for a day.
You get to exist.
That's how I used to approach it.
That's how it should be approached.
I love that.
It should be approached that way. Like, mom, do nothing.
No.
Dads show up to go the extra mile.
Coming up on Mother's Day, I got my wife on all her hands and knees. She's scrubbing floors.
Oh, no, you're not.
She's going to be raking leaves. Nah, she ain't doing nothing,
she
man.
She ain't doing nothing.
We're going out to a beautiful brunch, but you already celebrated your Mother's Day.
Yeah, I took my mom and my child out for brunch on Sunday this last weekend because I'm actually going out of town this weekend.
Right.
So I will not be here to celebrate and to show up on Mother's Day. So I took them to the brunch at Thirsty Lion in Westgate.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, 10 out of 10. Some of the best bacon I think I've ever had.
Ooh.
The bacon was phenomenal.
That's a strong statement considering...
I know.
I'm picking the pepper out of my, from Matt's big breakfast bacon out of my mouth.
Which
my
is
teeth
delightful.
Right now.
But it was a little bit better than that, to be completely honest.
Oh!
Had a little bit more crunch to it, which I really appreciated.
Oh, I do love some crispy bacon.
Exactly. I would say their Bloody Mary, which you guys know I'm a big fan of Bloody Marys, it was mid.
Okay.
It wasn't very good.
Did not hit the way you needed it to
it
hit.
It didn't. Also, it was hair of the dog for me at that point.
Oh, yeah.
But it still was just.
You're coming off birthday weekend.
Yeah, it just wasn't what I wanted it to be. But the food was phenomenal.
So whose suggestion was it? Like, hey, guys, we're not going to be together next week.
It was mine.
You're also not going to be with your mom for Mother's Day.
No, and so it was my idea because, again, you have to show up for Mother's Day. Like, the fact that I feel bad for going out of town because I'm not going to be home on Mother's Day is wild.
Yeah, you are doing what I just said women should do on Mother's Day. You are having some you time.
Exactly. But apparently, I felt bad about it, so I took my mom and my son out to brunch.
It's better than nothing.
It is. Like, I showed up the weekend before. Like, does it really matter that it wasn't on Mother's Day weekend?
Yeah.
No.
I'm with you on that completely. Let's be honest. Mother's Day is not one of those holidays where, like, New Year's, you can't change the date of New Year's.
Right.
It's going to happen that day, whether you like it or not.
It's a revolving date.
The 4th of July would be really strange if we celebrated it on the 29th of January. June or whatever.
Yeah. But it's a revolving date. Like, it's always moving. It's on the same day.
Well, good for you. And we suggest, hey, if you can't find time to squeeze it in on Mother's Day with your mom, hey, if you guys are free, whenever.
Just do it today.
Celebrate your mom. You know what? You should always celebrate mothers every single day.
I mean, yeah.
You absolutely.
Especially the dads that are husbands as well. It's a little life hack. Treat more days out of the year like it's Mother's Day, and you might actually find your life is better.
More pleasurable, if you will.
Follow me for more tips.
Wow. Check out producer AB Baby's TED Talk, which is going to premiere on his YouTube channel in a month.
Cake up.
Cake up. I like it.
Cake up. Do not miss the greatest award show for country music of the year. Is that safe to say?
I think they would say it's safe to say.
They would definitely say it, right?
I mean, I think that between them and then the other ones, like, they're all pretty great award shows.
Yeah.
But the ACMs is definitely my favorite because Reba hosts it and she does such a good job.
There we go. Yeah. It is tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific on Prime Video. So download the app if you don't have it already, and you don't have to have a subscription.
Nope, it's free. You just have to have the app on either your TV or your phone. It's really easy.
The 60th Academy of Country Music Awards tonight. Performances by Blake Shelton, Wynonna, Kelsey Ballerini, Lainey Wilson's going to be there. Alan Jackson?
He's pretty great.
I don't know why I did that part on his name.
Jackson.
I wanted to build it up. All right, so don't miss it. And for us, it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Listen out before we go. Listen out before we go. Listen out for that clue that's coming up at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron right here on Camel.
It's the first clue to the new sound, so it could help you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It could lead you astray. Guess we'll just have to see.
And also follow us on Instagram at Nico and Cheyenne. N-I-K-O cool. And Cheyenne.
C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E.
All right, with that being said, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Again, we love you so much. Bye.
Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.